Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Tony Correa, and we're joined by PTO volunteer Dave Garcia to talk about the fourth annual jogathon.
Talk a little bit about the jogathon event and means to be able to do this event each year.
Sure, yeah. This is our fourth year we've been doing the jogathon, and it's just an awesome event. I really like that the kids feel like they're involved with it. Some of the other fundraisers, it's more just bringing something home and having parents, you know, buy stuff. And this, really, the kids have to, they're the ones doing all the work. It's about fitness and, you know, exercising. And I think the kids just get real excited about it. And these type of fundraisers like this and the Spellathon, we seem to raise so much more money. You know, I think the parents appreciate this kind of fundraiser.
Talk a little bit about how the jogathon works and explain to people that may not know exactly how this event goes.
Sure. A couple weeks ago, the kids brought a pledge envelope home, and they were supposed to ask parents and good friends and grandparents to if they would sponsor them per lap, or they could do a flat donation. And then, so they brought that today, and now today they get, these kids get 20 minutes, and they're running on a track that is an eighth of a mile. So every time they finish a lap, we have parent volunteers marking their cards, and then when they are done, we will tally their cards and we'll do the math and figure out how much money that they were sponsored per lap, and that's how much their family members will owe.
So this can generate quite a bit of money, and how has it been over the last several years when it comes to generating money for the schools?
Yeah, exactly. Our first year, I think it was a lot. We did close to $15,000, and last year we were a little down from that, but the neat thing is 100% of this money stays with us. We're not splitting profits with any company. So we're doing the work, but 100% of this money goes back to the schools.
Now, what does this help fund so that people understand why you guys are doing this?
Sure. The PTO funds a lot of things. One of the things is we pay scholarships for teachers during their summer. If they do continuing education, we give scholarships. We do a couple scholarships for students. We pay for field trips for the schools. A big part of the field trips is transportation costs, and the PTO pays for that. We pay for snacks during their ITBS testing. We pay for assemblies at the school. Any equipment that teachers need for their classrooms, they can come to us and ask. And if we have funds for that, we fund that also.
So this event's going on at North Star today. You have West on Tuesday. This is pretty neat. And it's also a great opportunity for kids to get some exercise, too. You don't see that very much. You know, kids like to sit in front of the TV. It's a great opportunity to give them that exercise as well.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, with computers and video games. So, and you can tell they're really excited. When I see the kids, even a couple days before, they see me and they say, oh, I can't wait to the jogathon. So I think this is great. And there's kids, you can tell there's kids out running and there's kids out walking. As long as they're moving, we're happy. So,
how can people get involved with the PTO?
We meet the first Tuesday of every month. This in November, it'll actually be the second Tuesday because of Election Day. We meet, you can talk to the secretaries at the school and ask for information about the PTO. But come to a meeting and, there's always something to do. So we definitely appreciate any help.
And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to our guest PTO volunteer Dave Garcia for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.